it's knowing that even though that you may think it's outside of your scope, other healthy behaviors that people have within their lives, whether it be nutrition, whether it be their sleep habits, whether it be the connections in the relationship they have, there is a lot more that goes into play than just what you're helping them physically.
And, a lot.
And you need to be addressing that whole person.
We headed to Greenville, South Carolina for a live show with some PT friends who happen to live there. We talked to Patrick Berner, who's a PT who also happens to be a registered dietitian, and Ryan Madry, who's been on the show before. He's a PT who also has a wife, who's an OT, so we dug into how that works. The first round is brought to you by Owens Recovery Science, a single source for PTs seeking certification in personalized blood flow restriction, rehabilitation training, and the equipment you need to apply it. More info, including class schedule, at owensrecoveryscience.com.
The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours.
This is
the PT Pinecast.
May I introduce?
Please allow me to introduce you to.
Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. We are live. I love doing the shows live, especially when it's warm out and this winter wouldn't quit. We're in Greenville, South Carolina. Now, is it Greenville or Greenville?
Greenville.
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 You're not answering my question, though.
I mean, I've honestly only been here 2 years, so I'm sort of picking it up. I think it's Greenville.
Patrick Berner on the show. Patrick, finally, we were supposed to connect at CSM, but it's CSM. It's a chaos.
That's it, man. You can't find anyone that you want to find, but you find a whole lot of other good people.
I have a lot of very quick conversations as we both walk by each other.
Exactly.
I'm going to this. You're going, hey, good to see you, but we got to go away. So we were supposed to connect at CSM, and I'm glad we're doing it now in Greenville because we got more time and it's less chaotic.
Exactly. And the weather's nice, man.
And the weather.
The sunset's going to be coming soon.
We're literally standing on top of a rooftop bar. It's called On the Roof in Greenville. It is exactly as advertised. And wanted to have you on the show for a while now because you're a little bit like me. I call myself a PT weirdo, right? I got this weird communications background matched with PT, and I found a way to utilize it. And you've got a background that is non-typical to PTs, but man, do you know how to use it. So tell everybody what that is.
I guess starting from the beginning, my undergraduate is in dietetics. So when I started basically trying to become a professional, right, and to get a job, I always thought that I wanted to educate and counsel people on how to eat healthy. Getting my undergraduate degree, I realized that the human body was more than what you ate. It also involved how you move. And it was that move component that brought me to PT school, right? We consider ourselves the movement expert. I went into PT school and I kind of let the nutrition side of things fall behind. But what I realized in PT school is that I entered into another profession that siloed itself and that they only looked at functional impairments and they only wanted to get people back to moving better and not addressing their entire person as a whole.
Is dietetics siloed too?
It is, in a sense.
Well, I mean, similar to PT?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, you look at most healthcare professions,
and they
right?
are. I mean, that's what I'm getting at.
It is.
It's unfortunate because, man, we can have a conversation with a physician, a nurse, a PA. Like, right now, if they were here at this bar, we could have conversations. And unfortunately, we wind up doing that in PT, in all these professions, is siloing ourselves, and that only hurts the patient.
It does, and it's a very unfortunate circumstance that you are only, as a healthcare provider, especially for us as physical therapists, where we are seeing our patients for maybe numerous times a week, right? For numerous weeks out of the year, we have such a great opportunity to address more than just their functional impairments, their physical impairments, their functional deficits. And other healthcare providers have that opportunity too, but we as physical therapists have an even greater opportunity because of our access and our ability to see people so often. And I think it's a shame that sometimes that we don't address other things that are going on within people's lives.
So how do you bring it into your practice as a physical therapist or as a PTRD? Like, I mean, do you even bring it into your practice or is it always there?
It's always there. It's always there. So I like to consider myself as a healthcare provider. I do have a different education background, right? I'm a healthcare provider, but I'm educated as a doctor of physical therapy, but I'm also a registered dietitian. So I kind of bring those two things to the table, just like any other kind of physical therapist who would be educated in athletic training. right? When they treat or work with a patient or a client, they're bringing both of those disciplines to the table if they think it or not. So that's kind of just how I practice. It's just an innate thing that I do, regardless of the patient I'm working with, right? Right now, I'm doing work in skilled nursing facilities, PRN. And my first thing when I see any patient in the morning, how was breakfast? Did you eat? Why didn't you eat? Do you need me to go and get you something else? Or go talk to the facility RD? Because if that person didn't fuel in the morning, what I'm doing to help rehab them isn't going to be successful.
I love how you call it fuel. Why do you call it fuel? Fuel physio, man.
Fuel physio, man. It's how you fuel the body. And I just think physio is better than physical therapy. So.
Well, it's a better title. It's a better way to present it.
It is.
It's a good way to look at it. I like how you lead with that.
It's fuel first, man. And there are a lot of other things that go into it, but it's...
There's been a lot of many patients that I've had as a physical therapist that I've known that the nutrition, the dietetics of a patient I'm working with should be looked at. What's a good way to bring that up to a patient as a physical therapist?
The way I like to look at it, and what you need to recognize first, though, and to your point bringing up that you may not be educated in the topic, right? You as a clinician, and everyone as a clinician, needs to realize that they are lacking that knowledge and to be able to know, hey, I think this is a problem, and I may not be comfortable to talk about it, but I damn well need to know who that person is.
Bingo.
To refer to and to collaborate with. So if you don't have the education background to speak upon those things with your patients or bringing it up, right, just that general information, you need to know who in my community should this person be speaking with, because they're going to not only help me in my rehab outcomes, they're going to help that person's quality of life.
Yeah, so when you move into an area or you've been practicing an area for a long time, maybe do a couple Google searches. Maybe take a few RDs or mental health professionals out to lunch and know that when you have an opportunity to advocate for your patient in any other way other than movement, because that's your thing, you know who to talk to. Your answer should never be, if you're going to refer out to your patient, Google it. You should never tell a patient to Google it.
No, not
at all.
You
should hand them a phone number and an address and say, talk to this person because they're great.
Absolutely. That's what it should be. And I think a lot of people in this conversation has come up in numerous different avenues that a lot of physical therapists, you know, rely heavily on APTA to help them, to find people to collaborate with and network with and help them grow their practice. But that really comes up to the clinician working within their own community, right? APTA doesn't know specifically what resources and people are in your community. That's up to you to find out.
Bingo. How would you say, I mean, this is all selfish right now. I want you to educate me. Next time I'm working with someone, at what point should I say, you know what? I think you should seek the services of an educated registered dietitian. What are the key words? What are the red flags?
So the red flags that I kind of look at, right, if you're coming across a patient, if they've got elevated blood pressure, right, they've got research that kind of correlates nutritional intake to blood pressure. If you've got a patient who may be diabetic or even pre-diabetic, right, they're showing those early signs of diabetes. Their blood glucose levels are just not where they're supposed to be. You've got a patient who is trying to perform well, right? They're a performance athlete, right? They need to be able to fuel their body. You can take just a regular average Joe. Nutritional science really applies to everyone, right? Because whether or not that person has a chronic disease, whether or not they're recovering for something, whether or not they're trying to increase their performance, nutrition is going to affect their risk of developing future chronic diseases and their overall quality of life. So it should be something that's always on the mind. When those different kind of health things kind of flag you, that's always going to be a good indicator. When you're dealing with someone that may be overweight or have a high BMI, though you can be overweight and be a healthy individual, right, that has been found. But those are some type of red flags. If that person is just curious, if you feel that they're dropping lines, right, or if they're just sharing with you, this is what I ate yesterday, or you're seeing them walk into your clinic with a McDonald's bag.
Red flag.
We know.
Golden Arches flag.
That's it, man. We know that McDonald's is not going to fuel your rehab as a better, healthier option.
Well, we have such an opportunity as PTs to spend time with and learn about those things. We know food. We know sleep. We know mental health. Those are all areas where we are not... Those aren't our bags, but man, if we have an opportunity...
They are our scopes of practice, though, to refer out, yes.
That's what I mean.
To identify, right. To identify whether or not that person needs it.
Right.
And if they need general education.
Let's talk about Wealthy Wednesday.
Wealthy Wednesday.
I think more people need to know about it.
So Wealthy Wednesday started maybe about 2 years ago. Me and a good buddy of mine that I went to PT school with, Eric Avages. He's still down in St. Augustine, Florida. It kept him after PT school.
Rough place to live, huh?
Oh, man. Florida. I tell you, it's tough. Living on the beach, man. Rough. It's rough. Yeah, so me and Eric kind of started. So basically what Wealthy Wednesday is a wellness selfie. And we do it every Wednesday. We have a weekly write-up that it's just kind of a tip of how you can change your behavior to live a healthier life. What a Wealthy Wednesday is taking a picture of you doing anything that you find is improving your overall well-being within your life, whether it be that you added a handful of blueberries to your lunch or you parked farther away in the parking lot. It can be anything because it's the tiniest things that add up that create big success in the future.
I love the fact that it's very, very small examples, and how do we do that over time? And hey, who are we sharing this with? Other PTs, and who hopefully will be an example for other people.
Exactly. You've got to live it yourself to inspire other people, because if they don't see you doing it, why should their behavior
why
change?
Why should they buy in? All right, so the tradition of the show, parting shot.
This is the parting shot.
The parting shot is brought to you by Fox Rehabilitation. Their mission, to rehabilitate lives by believing in the strength of people. They believe in their clients and their ability to achieve what they once thought impossible. Optimal function to rehabilitate their lives. Find out more at foxrehab.org.
Parting shot of wisdom. What's one thing you'd leave the profession with?
It's knowing that even though that you may think it's outside of your scope, other healthy behaviors that people have within their lives, whether it be nutrition, whether it be their sleep habits, whether it be the connections in the relationship they have, there is a lot more that goes into play than just what you're helping them physically. And you need to be addressing that whole person.
We want the person to get better. I don't want your PT to be successful. I want you to be successful, and let's figure out how to make that happen.
Exactly.
Love that. Patrick Berner, the Twitter handle, people can follow you.
It is at the Fuel Physio.
Appreciate us finally getting a chance to connect.
I'm actually
glad we didn't connect at CSM, so we had a chance to do it now in Greenville.
Exactly. I think the sunset coming up makes it even better, man.
It's a rough gig. I know it's a radio show, people, but trust me when I say these old fashions on the top of the roof here in Greenville ain't too shabby. Appreciate your time, Patrick.
Absolutely, Jimmy. Thank you.
Think while you drink. Or wait. Is it drink while you think? I can't remember. Do both. This is the PT Pinecast.
So you're a physical therapist or a physical therapist assistant. It's okay to want it all, as in wanting to do what you want to do, where you want to do it. And you can do that with Aureus Medical Group. That's exactly what you get from them as a healthcare career through Aureus. They're the experts in medical staffing and getting PTs jobs where they want to be. Travel jobs, full-time positions, all across the 50 states. Yes, even that place you've always thought about moving, they can get you a job there. So check them out online, AureusMedical.com. They've got skilled professionals to get you jobs where you're looking to move. Travel the country, build your resume, or make new friends. They'll find the perfect healthcare job for you in a location that's, well, the best for you. And they'll provide you with full support every step of the way. Again, no obligation and no cost to you. AureusMedical.com. Great pay and benefits. Check them out online. AureusMedical.com. Want to thank Aureus Medical for sponsoring the show. All right, show today brought to you by the Brooks Institute of Higher Learning, an innovator in providing advanced post-professional education. Brooks IHL offering continuing education courses in numerous specialty areas, 6 PT residency programs, an OMPT fellowship, as well as challenging but rewarding internships. The IHL specializes in the translation of information from evidence to patient management. Learn what they can do for you to support your professional development at brooksihl.org.
Let's give a nice, warm welcome to...
We're back. It's so great to see you. Let's get back to the show now. Oh, the best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours, live in Greenville, South Carolina, with a frequent guest on the show, Ryan Madry, the Mad PT. Welcome back to the program.
Yeah, glad to be here, Jimmy.
I'll be honest, man. If you're going to jump in with a Twitter handle, make it different. Like, I love how the fact that you're just like a little bit weird. Like, people are like, why is he mad? But it's Mad with two D's because it's Ryan Madry.
You know, I had a little bit of a mad scientist spin on it.
Good.
On top of a lot of my friends just know me for my puns, and I just had to keep it going.
Pun it up. I talk to a lot of people on the show, and I'm friends with a lot of them on Twitter, but not many do I know their Twitter handle literally like right off the bat.
it's all about the name of the brand. You got to just keep it going.
Brand leaves an imprint. That's why they call it a brand. So the Mad PT, follow them on there. Last time we talked, you had given an Ignite talk at National Student Conclave. You got to give one. I got to give one. We talked about how yours is literally on stressful situations. I talk in front of people all the time. But giving an Ignite talk is a stressful situation.
It was a whole different experience for sure, and I was not nearly as prepared as Keaton was.
Keaton Wright did a she was like, she had it down to the letter.
Down to the letter, and I didn't even use my cue cards and probably should have and probably should practice more, but here we are.
I kind of like that, where it's like humans receive communication and information better from people that they understand as other humans.
You got to be relatable.
And you were like, you know what? I'm just going to go off cuff. And one of the things that you brought up that landed a punch, that landed like an uppercut, and made the audience give like a real honest reaction, was you talking about your wife.
She's been there the whole time I've been there. We've been dating since high school, and you know, she went to college with me, went to grad school, and dealt with me while I was on the board and everything else, and so.
Radio segue. Amanda is right here.
Hi.
And there she is.
Amanda Madry, formerly known as Amanda Key, the OT. That's my Twitter handle that I am not active on at all.
You're kidding me.
But.
That was your Twitter handle?
Yeah, Amanda Key, the OT.
You can't make this up.
Ryan convinced me to get really into Twitter, and it lasted about 5 minutes. But, I mean.
Get you back on.
I really need to get back onto it. I need to think of something creative, though. I'm an occupational therapist, as he said. We went to high school together, college together at Clemson, and then grad school together. And then now we both live in Greenville. Working.
I mean, after all that, you should marry the guy.
Yeah, I know. Seriously. I mean, like, I was ready. I was married to him, like, I don't know, maybe like 6 years ago. And then he finally proposed to me and decided he wanted to marry
when?
Me. 2015, so, October 31st, 2015.
So you've been married for longer than you've been married. You guys have been married.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. Like, we've been, like, married in my books for way longer he's been ready.
Where do you work in OT? What's your setting?
I work at Roger C. Peace, which is a part of Greenville Health System and inpatient rehab, and I'm on the spinal cord injury team.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
love
it's
that.
A really
whole other world.
Awesome, that awesome
cool.
job.
So how's it dealing with this guy?
It is awesome and also sometimes stressful and fun.
So that was the topic of Ryan's Ignite talk for the National Student Conclave, and I have no idea what episode number it was, but you can scroll back and look for those. And you talked about eustress. And give kind of a synopsis.
Yeah, and so eustress just being this sort of positive energy that you have in your life outside of distress, which kind of causes you, you know, this increase of your allostatic load and kind of puts a lot of pressure on your body. Where eustress is more of a build you up kind of stress, you know, working out to get muscle gains and that kind of thing. And so that was really the main focus of my talk, and you know, how to handle stress and turn it into eustress, and how I use Amanda to kind of help provide the rock that I kind of build a lot of things on, and how we kind of build each other up. Yeah.
I knew I was coming to Greenville, knew you lived here, and I was like, listen, man, you got to come out, we got drinks, we're on a rooftop bar overlooking Greenville. But when I found out you were going to be here, I was like, ooh. He talked about you in the talk. Let's get the other side. Let's get the other point of view.
Yeah, there's definitely always another side to the story.
We call it the better half.
Yeah, definitely
Smart
the better
man,
half.
Smart man, always the better half. Dealing with somebody going through PT school, what's that like?
Considering that we both were in grad school, like we pretty much went through everything together, high school, grad school, college, all of that. But he kind of extended that process a little longer because OT school is a little bit shorter than PT school.
2 years?
OT school is 2 years. Yeah. So it's like 7 semesters versus his school was 9 semesters. And so there were 2 extra semesters where he's doing rotations and is basically working 40 hours a week, but I'm the only one making a paycheck.
Yeah.
So that's like, that's where a lot of our like stress and transition really stemmed from.
Did you remind him of that?
I was like, I am the breadwinner. Like, always remember that.
She called me a moocher constantly.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
I would give him daily to, like, whenever he was in that phase between, like, graduating PT school and starting his residency, there was like 2 or 3 months where he wasn't doing anything. I had daily to-do list. It was awesome.
Honey,
I had my little like
honey do
errand
this,
runner.
Honey
yeah,
do
honey
that.
Do list. It was amazing. And now he works, so that kind of sucks. But
now
we get the money, I guess.
Now he's making money. So what are some of the parallels that you saw, Amanda, from PT school and OT school, since you guys were literally doing them at the same time?
Some of the like just the way that some of the material is presented is definitely a lot different because PTs get even though some of it was the same, we were all learning basic anatomy, we're all learning PTs are getting kind of a different spin than OTs just because we are different professions and we are actually separate, even though some people might not quite understand that.
I call them cousins.
Yes.
I say we're like cousins. Not brother and sister.
Yeah.
A little further, but not different from the same
family. Ultimately, we're all working towards the same purpose and the same goal of increasing people's independence and function in their lives, but we have different things that we're working on. And so it's actually really cool to have gone along this journey with someone else so closely because I can see that other side of things and he can see my side of things. We see the function in things a lot better than maybe other people.
And you get to give him crap because he didn't have a paycheck for two semesters.
Oh yeah, all the time.
All right, so we'll come over to Ryan, the worst half. Same question. Similarities, differences, what would you see?
Yeah, it's always been kind of a unique perspective to have. You know, we hung out constantly with each other, and a lot of our friends are also med school students and nursing students and all kinds of other things. A
lot of different perspectives.
A lot of different perspectives. We kind of gained going to like a school that had all the different grad schools available to us. But specifically with our own schools, helped us see some different things that we weren't aware of. Like, you know, some of the finer motor points that OTs hit on and some of the functionality points that OTs hit on. At PT school, more or less glosses over in some aspects. That and a lot of the PEDS information and a lot of the neurological information that, you know, we might not get to in the same depths that OTs does. In the same way that Amanda learned a lot of different orthopedic stuff and a lot of different things about, you know, gross motor skills that we learned in PT school that kind of change in between OT and PT. Highly effective to have both of us. I mean, we took a lot of classes together, and I won't say that my grades dropped when Amanda graduated, but they might have dropped a little bit when we stopped taking classes together.
Were you the note taker?
I'm definitely the more diligent of the two of us as studying is concerned.
Any advice how to go to grad school with a significant other, maybe even if you're in or not necessarily in the same profession?
I mean, you got to keep your priorities in that level. I think one thing that we specifically did very well was while schooling is important and education is important, our relationship was as important to us as anything else could be. And you got to stay on top of that, and it's work, and it's something you got to be diligent at as well as studying. And so involving the other in your decision making and the things that you're doing is something that we were pretty good about. You know, studying together, doing outside events together. And even like when I did my rotations, instead of doing it in some far off land where I wanted to go, I moved back to Greenville to, you know, do some of my rotations in the same area as her.
Come on, he's got to get some points
for
that.
Yeah, oh, he does. I was so happy whenever he got those rotations here with me because that was
You were the breadwinner,
helpful.
But he could have been having, you know, tequila shots in
that's
Mexico.
True, without me, like, knowing anything about it. That's so true.
So same question, what would your advice be?
I think everything he just said, I mirror that, but then also, like, we're lucky enough to have the same friend group. So like we did a lot of stuff, not even just with one another, but just having that social group of people that you connect with and that you can rely on and feel supported with during school.
Bitch too.
Yeah.
And they get
definitely
it.
That.
You vent.
It's really important.
A tradition on the show. Ryan's familiar with it. Are you familiar with the parting shot?
Oh, goodness.
This is the parting shot.
You've got to give some insight to the audience. You're both going to do it, but you're going to go first.
A lot of pressure.
I know, it is. What would you want to leave with the audience? What sentiment about anything? Because you have this great outside view of what PT school and PT is like that a lot of us, and even our significant others, might not have.
If you are the significant other or someone who is in PT school, all about patience and understanding and making sure that you are supporting the other person and whatever it is that they want, as in, like, it's a discussion you have to have to make sure that it's in line with what you both want together. But you have to figure out what level of support, like, you need to be supporting them in their endeavors. So
team thing.
Yeah, it's a team thing.
Team,
so like,
team mad. You got to follow that, bro. Good luck.
I know. It's going to be tough.
Yeah.
I think my parting was similar to the one that I gave previous episode, more along the lines of, you know, we have this stress and it's like going through a tunnel and you see this light at the end of the tunnel when you graduate and just kind of cue up that it's not an end of the tunnel. You know, the stress doesn't end when you graduate. You don't all of a sudden like have this new job and this money and everything's wonderful and great.
No.
You keep having bills and you keep having responsibilities and they increase more than decrease than anything else. And, you know, it's much like what I tell my patients, especially those with chronic pain. You know, when we discharge you, this is not the end of your treatment. You have to continue working at this day in and day out, or you will fall back into the same pitfalls.
Love that. I love how you phrase that. You need to take ownership of this and continue on. But, you know, in terms of your shot, Amanda, is this a partnership? We got to work on this today, tomorrow, the next day, and forever. So love that. This wasn't hard. Before we hit record, you said this was going to be hard.
I was a little nervous, yeah, for sure. But I've never really done this before, so.
Me neither.
But I think it went fairly well.
The Mad PT and the Key OT?
I think it was Amanda Key the OT, Amanda something Key, like the that. OT.
Appreciate you guys taking some time out here while we're in Greenville to talk with us in the audience. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Always.
Hey guys, the Movement Maestro here, letting you know that Rock Tape is so much more than just a tape company. We are a movement company. Move stronger, longer with the world's best kinesiology tape, topical pain relief, mobility equipment, and protective gear. But that's not all. Learn from the best with our industry-leading continuing education courses. Want 20% off your first product purchase? Head on over to shop.rocktape.com and use the code PTPINECAST. Again, for the folks in the back, that's shop.rocktape.com and enter the code PTPINECAST. Rock Tape, the world's best kinesiology tape, the movement industry's new standard for education.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast, LLC.
It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jimmy McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.
Shoes for Kids is a nonprofit organization that provides new athletic shoes for at-risk children and their families. Shoes for Kids has been designed to create a safety net for children who might otherwise fall through the cracks of existing programs. Get more information at APTA.org and search Shoes for Kids.